This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Scott Munn has spoken out about working at the club, the game in Australia in May, and what it is like working with Chairman Daniel Levy. Shakhtar Donetsk want to take Spurs to court over the Manor Solomon deal. The Ukraine club have stated that Spurs are disrespectful and offered only peanuts. Richarlison has spoken out about mental health. He said, seeking help saved my life. And he has also stated, I know it's a big responsibility playing for Tottenham Hotspur and Brazil. The club have just been shortlisted at the Women's Football Awards. Manor Solomon has sent a message to the Tottenham Hotspur fans and a deadline has been set to sign Timo Werner in the summer. If Spurs want him permanently, he will cost 17 million euros.
Chris Cowley. Fan cams, club news, transfer news, match previews, legend interviews,
Spurs winning,
press conferences, covering everything Tottenham and England.
Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start with some comments made by Richarlison whilst on international duty with Brazil. He has come out and said that it is a big responsibility playing for his country and, of course, Tottenham Hotspur. He said it's a big responsibility. I carry myself with a very strong image. I always try to walk the line, not to disappoint. I know the responsibility I carry with this shirt and also for a big club in England, Tottenham Hotspur. Richarlison has also spoken out about talking about his issues to his therapist and said, as a national team player with an active voice, I tell people to seek help because it saved my life. I was already at rock bottom. It is very important for the national team to have a psychologist to help the athletes. Only we know the pressure we suffer, not just within, like off the field. I suffered more even outside. It is important to have a psychologist. We know the prejudice that exists when someone says that they are looking for help. I myself had it, but I don't have it anymore. On Tuesday afternoon, Tottenham Hotspur Football Club confirmed that the club have been nominated in numerous categories at this year's Women's Football Awards. Jessica Naz is up for the Young Football Player of the Year, with the 21-year-old scoring on four occasions this season and registering three assists in the Barclays Women's Super League, the joint highest at the club. Grace Clinton, who joined us on loan from Manchester United, has also been nominated for Young Football Player of the Year. We have also been shortlisted for the Best Club of the Year award, while our Girls Elite programme is up for the Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Award to recognise a business or organisation that is going above and beyond to promote women's football and create lasting and positive impact. Donna Cullen, our executive director, has been shortlisted for the Off the Pitch Award, which will be presented to a hero that has shown dedication and passion for improving the beautiful game for women. Spurs attacker Manor Solomon took to Instagram on Monday and wrote the following: Hi everyone, lately I've been away from social media and focusing solely on my rehab and getting back on the field. The last period has been the most difficult and frustrating in my career. In the past 5 months, I've been working as hard as possible to get back doing what I love the most, but unfortunately I haven't fully recovered yet. At the same time, I'm full of motivation and will continue to do everything in order to be back stronger than ever to help my club and my country. Thank you for your support. See you guys soon. Sky Germany have reported that Timo Werner feels very comfortable at Tottenham Hotspur and would like to stay in London long term. The option to buy him is around €17 million and it must be activated by the start of the Euros at the latest. A future at RB Leipzig is unlikely for the club and the player. Contract is valid until 2026. If Tottenham do not sign him on a permanent deal, Timo Werner is very open to leaving Leipzig in the summer. So far this season, he has recorded 2 goals and 2 assists in 8 matches for Tottenham. Now, it has been announced in the last couple of days that Spurs will fly to Melbourne, Australia, just 3 days after this current Premier League season ends. Tottenham Hotspur, of course, take on Sheffield United on the last day of the season at Bramall Lane. 3 days later, on the 22nd of May, Spurs will face Newcastle United in Melbourne, Australia. Tottenham Hotspur's Chief Football Officer Scott Munn has been talking about being excited about bringing Spurs to Melbourne, Australia in May. He said, yes, it's super exciting. The home of Aussie football, some would say. But for any player of any sporting code to say that we're playing at the MCG is exciting. I know when I spoke to Ange Postecoglou about how it was for him to come back here and be a manager on the hallowed turf. Scott Munn said we'll be here for a pretty short time, so we will certainly have some training sessions and get some open to the public as well. Scott Munn said Australia is a key market for us and we've been here many times in the past, both in Melbourne and other parts of Australia as well. There's 2 official supporters groups here in Melbourne, so it's fantastic to be able to have them come as part of our 11 official supporters groups in Australia. So to have them come and enjoy the experience is certainly something I'm looking forward to. Scott Munn was asked by Opus Sports that what is your role at Tottenham? What does a chief football officer at Spurs do and what does it mean? He said, I look after everything that is to do with football operations. So whether it's a technical element through Johan Lang, who is our technical director, or women's football, or the academy led by Simon Davis, through to operations of the training centre. Then for us, it's about competing at every level. This year, we're continuing to change and improve. Hopefully, we'll see ourselves finish as high as we possibly can. Scott Munn was also asked the question, what is it like working with Tottenham Hotspur chairman Daniel Levy? He said he is incredibly invested in the club, personally and professionally, and I don't think one person has a greater single focus on success for the club than him, and I feel absolutely privileged to be working with him, and the support he gives me and the entire football team is unconditional. I just hope we're able to repay the faith he has put in us. Scott Munn was also asked what he thinks the biggest challenge is that lies ahead for Spurs next season. Scott Munn said, every window we have an opportunity to improve the team and change the team. We've had 2 now and I think that we've brought in some players who have continued to improve the team. Another window gives us another opportunity to do that and also it is another pre-season together. I think Ange came in just before last pre-season and the team had a disjointed start, but they'll get on a good run this year and I think it's a real opportunity for us to be ready for the start of next season. Clearly our focus now is this season and finishing as high as possible. We've got a tough run in, but I think that we can also help shape it and we are in charge of our own destiny, which is most important for us. Now, a report has just come out from ESPN and they are stating that Shakhtar Donetsk chief executive Sergei Palkin has accused Tottenham of disrespect in offering peanuts during negotiations for winger Manu Solomon and threatened to take the club to court if a resolution is not found soon. Solomon joined Spurs on a free transfer last July by taking advantage of a FIFA ruling which enables foreign players in Russia and Ukraine to suspend their contracts following the outbreak of war in the region. Shakhtar Donetsk are one of several clubs to have contested the changes to Annex 7 of the regulations on the status and transfer of players, but after appeals were rejected by FIFA and the court, the Ukrainian club launched legal action against clubs that they believe to have received unjust enrichment by utilising the clause. Man of Solomon was under contract at Shakhtar Donetsk until the end of 2023, meaning that Spurs would have had to pay some kind of transfer fee had Annex 7 not existed. Shakhtar Donetsk paid €6.5 million for Man of Solomon, the equivalent of $7.05 million for the winger in January 2019, and they believe that he had the market value of €20 million. Sergei Pavkin, CEO of Shakhtar Donetsk, has come out and said, since October, we have been engaging in negotiations with Tottenham, but finally Spurs have not acted in a manner that reflects the principles of fairness. In this situation, we feel a sense of disrespect from Spurs. If you go deeply in my feelings during these months, we have negotiated. Actually, we would like to appeal to Spurs chairman Daniel Levy to act in good faith and uphold the shared values of the European football family to find a fair way to compensate us in this transfer. This is what we are talking about. Now, back to the report from ESPN. They are stating negotiations were taking place between Sergei Pavkin and Rebecca Capelhorn, Tottenham's Director of Football Administration and Governance, with Tottenham offering to pay 10% of any sell-on fee should Man of Solomon leave the club. Sergei Pavkin has come out and said they did offer something, but it is not serious what they have offered. It is peanuts to show that they are ready to give something, but this is not comparable with what they have received. A club like Tottenham Hotspur cannot behave like this. It is a top, well-known, worldwide club, and to behave like this is very strange. We negotiated with them for many months. We have respected them and we didn't ask, to be honest, for some kind of huge amount. We didn't even ask for money. We said, OK, give us a sell-on fee for the future. When you receive a player free and this player is worth €20 million, the transfer market always undervalues players. It means something. It means we developed and invested in this player. You should respect our work. If we say we are one football family and after that you receive a player for free and you don't pay attention to our side, it is not fair. For me, 20%, 30% would be a fair value. In this situation, it would be fair value.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Sergei Pavkin then went on to say, we are going to have to bring legal action against Tottenham if needed. But in any case, why am I appealing to the chairman of Tottenham? This is because I believe he will give his hand and support us. We have war in this country and they should pay attention to this. When the war started in our country, the whole demographic world supported us. I am appealing for this kind of moral to help us. But in any case, in our argument with FIFA, yes, we lost in CAS. And it is difficult to fight against the system. But in any case, we believe if clubs receive something for free, it is unjust enrichment. Sergei Pavkin then went on to say, we will go to court and do our best to get some kind of compensation because we invest a lot of money into our players and it is not possible to have this kind of situation. We need to share our problems and get help from clubs. If FIFA and the ECA say we are one football family, we should be a family and not like this. Now, in the report from ESPN, it states a Tottenham spokesperson said, we made a donation to Shakhtar Donetsk's foundation following the friendly last summer, and we continue to discuss the situation with them, but not via the press. Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has just stated, I see Tottenham signing an important midfielder in the summer, a really important one. I think they want to add something special in that position. Now, my thoughts and comments on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about Timo Werner. Of course, the club could sign Timo Werner on a permanent deal for around £15 million, €17 million. It is all depending on whether Ange Postecoglou believes that he can get the very best out of Timo Werner going forward for next season, or indeed put our money elsewhere and sign other players. Of course, we all know Timo Werner is a versatile player that can play through the middle, on the left or on the right. He's done okay so far, in my opinion. I think that Ange probably can get more out of him, but it does depend again on what are the transfer budgets, what is he going to be able to do in the summer transfer window. I think that the summer transfer window is absolutely vital to the football club. Again, Ange Postecoglou has said so many times this season, it is not about fourth spot. He even said this after the Fulham defeat on Saturday. It is not about fourth. He wants to be number one. Now, in order to get number one, you need a number of tools to be given to you in order to get that number one spot and, of course, deliver trophies and build a team that is capable of winning consistently. And that is what it's about, consistency. That's exactly what's going to win you trophies and bring you success. So it all depends on what Ange Postecoglou is given. It is very, very fair to say that the two transfer windows under Postecoglou so far have been pretty decent, especially the summer transfer window. And when you think about how many Premier League clubs did business in January, not many of them whatsoever. Of course, Timo Werner was brought in on loan. Radu Dragusin turned down a number of top clubs, including Bayern Munich, to come to Tottenham. This is exactly what we need again in this summer transfer window, a top window to take this club forward. So on the Timo Werner deal, if Postecoglou wants him, all well and good, let's sign him. In my opinion, he will probably end up being a squad player, an impact player from the bench, because I think that the starting 11, I still think that there is quite a few areas on the pitch where we can vastly improve. And if Postecoglou wants to aim for number one spots and wants the consistency and certainly that consistency to be challenging for trophies year in, year out, there is a lot of work to do. But Ange just said this, there is three more windows under Ange, then he will be happy with the squad that he is going to take forward at this football club. Now, Scott Munn has spoken out about working at the football club, and what I do like about whenever someone at the football club high up, like him, speaks out about working at the football club, they all seem to say how aligned they are, and there always seems to be a plan in place, especially in the transfer windows. I think we have seen that in the two windows under Ange, because of course we've done transfer business done early rather than waiting, which we have seen so often in many, many transfer windows under so many managers. We have waited right to the very end of transfer windows to get business done. I don't think Ange is that type of guy. He wants business done early, and we have got guys in who know what they are doing. Johan Lang, who has done a terrific job at Aston Villa, and of course Scott Munn has worked at various organisations and have been very successful in their appointments in the past. So it seems like we've got a very, very good team of people off the pitch to take this club in the right direction. And of course, I know there's a lot of disappointed people. Of course, I was disappointed on Saturday to see us not really perform and to lose the way that we did. But I can't see that that is going to continue like that under Ange Postecoglou, because he simply won't allow it. He even said earlier on in the season there will be bumps in the road. And I've no doubt at all there will be a few potholes as well. That was certainly a pothole on Saturday. The most important thing for me is we can see the style of football that Ange Postecoglou wants to play at this football club. We can see that he wants to entertain us fans. And we have certainly heard him so often say he wants to be successful and he wants to deliver success. But of course, he wants to build a team that is going to be consistent and can fight for honours year in, year out. Now, the whole situation surrounding Man of Solomon, and let me just say, him being out for 5 months, it must be extremely difficult for him as a player, to be out of the game for 5 months, to see all of your teammates, go out there, play week in, week out. And, for you to be sitting or standing on the sidelines for 5 months, that cannot be easy. So wishing him a speedy recovery. Of course, Ange Postecoglou has said that he doesn't even know whether Solomon will play again in a Spurs shirt this season. So, let's look forward to seeing him next season and showing us what he can do. But the whole situation with Shakhtar Donetsk, if Spurs are offering only a 10% sell-on clause, I don't think, for a club like Spurs who have just got a player in Man of Solomon worth, the market value, Shakhtar Donetsk have come out and said 20 million euros. If Spurs give Shakhtar Donetsk a 20% sell-on fee or a 30% sell-on fee, we've still got the player for nothing. I don't see the issue there, and I do hope that that is resolved as soon as possible. I do see it from both angles here, because of course Spurs have done nothing wrong. Legally, Spurs have done nothing wrong. Spurs actually gave Shakhtar Donetsk the money from the friendly in the summer, but of course Shakhtar Donetsk see it as though we have lost a player worth 20 million euros and you've got him for nothing. So I do think that there needs to be some more negotiating going on, and Spurs just to agree, perhaps a 20% or a 30% sell-on fee for a player that we have got for nothing. Now, the club have been shortlisted at the Women's Football Awards. I tell you what, of course, Grace Clinton has been absolutely brilliant. I think that Spurs will really miss her if she does go back to Manchester United next season and Spurs don't get a deal done for her. Robert Villaham has really, really improved the team. Again, very similar to Ange, he has improved the style. You can certainly see what he wants to do, how he wants the team to play. Of course, Spurs are still away from the likes of Arsenal women, Chelsea women, Manchester City women. But the improvement is absolutely vast this season. And Robert Villaham has taken the Tottenham Hotspur women to an FA Cup semi-final, which of course will be played at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Leicester City mid-April. I tell you what, if Robert Villaham and the Spurs women can go all the way to the final at Wembley, that would be absolutely incredible. Breaking club history, because of course the club have never ever been in the semi-final of the FA Cup, for the women, that is. And of course the men haven't even been to an FA Cup final for 33 years. 1991, of course, the last time we won it. So wishing them all of the very best at the awards and, of course, in the FA Cup. If they do get to the FA Cup final, they will face either Manchester United women or Chelsea women. It will be an extremely tough game. But you never, ever know what happens in the FA Cup. Of course, Spurs women knocked out Manchester City on penalties. And earlier on in the season, Manchester City absolutely battered the Spurs women. So you never, ever know in the FA Cup. Now, lastly, I just wanted to comment on the game in Australia. Of course, the friendly against Newcastle will take place in Melbourne, Australia on the 22nd of May, just 3 days after we finish our Premier League campaign away at Sheffield United. Let me just say that I do find it a bit strange, only 3 days after the Premier League season ends. Of course, it is a commercial venture. Of course, the club, of course, is getting the name out there. They've got a lot of Australian fans. I know, because of course this channel has gained a lot of Australian subscribers. So many thanks to you guys who currently watch and listen from Australia. It is a strange one because I'm not sure what squad members will actually be available to go to this game. When you think that a lot of these players are going to the Euros, and are playing for their countries, they will certainly be worried about injuries. Flying from Sheffield straight to Melbourne, Australia, 3 days after,
you know, playing 3 days after, I might add, they'll probably be flying out the night, the Sunday night, or even the Monday morning. It is going to be absolutely shattering for them. I know a lot of people are asking me, you know, because, you know, I don't miss a game. I go to all the friendlies. I go to the league games, the cup games, and so on, home and away. And a lot of people are asking me whether I'm going. Looking even at the flights, I wouldn't be arriving if I did go until Tuesday evening. The game is Wednesday evening. And of course, Scott Munn has spoken out about having training sessions. I think it's going to be absolutely shattering for the team. But it is going to be interesting to see what players actually go. James Maddison, for instance. Is James Maddison going to be going to this game when he will want to be going to the Euros in Germany with England? I think a lot of players will be worried about their fitness. I think a lot of players will be worried about getting injured in games like this. Of course, the Newcastle squad will be in exactly the same position. But as a commercial venture for the club, it's probably going to be very successful. I just think it's a bit of a strange one.
Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.